don't need to know the names of the birds to love their song. Though of course I could and should perhaps know these things, hold the knowledge all lifelong, sharing the wisdom with anyone that would care to listen. I'd seem clever, memorable, interesting, but in spite of all that, I don't. No reason except the effort, I won't. The focus it would take to know the difference between a great tits teacher, teacher, teach, whistling and pink, pink from a chaffinch, rich flute, melodious blackbird tones, dunnocks, quickfire trills and chirps. Who knows? Then there's blackcap's mimicry. Time, you see. I don't need to know the names of the birds. I love their song.
I feel nature's pulse on this glorious spring morn. I tread quietly through the trees and I'm uplifted by the gentle rush of birdsong. I gaze, transfixed by the river, and follow the peaceful, gurgling, infinite flow. I hear the faint hum of a solitary bee. No harsh sounds disturb my reverie. I watch a family of ducks splashing nearby, the mother in front, ducklings in a line behind, and I smile. A flock of geese gliding on the water takes flight as a light rain brushes my face. I am glad for precious water, the bearer of life.
Glisten drop, flow bubbly, glide rush, cascade tastic, cool bobbing, drop jewels, splosh drips, green draw, blue jewels, clear tears, dew flowing, blade stands, blush kisses of petals, stream leaps, babble glow, cloud glide, wind whistles, dapple glints.
The pip-pip of a kingfisher, a darting flash, hint of a splash, then up, fish in beak. Bulrushes emerge, poker straight from the slush, lush leaves rustling against each other, dark heads fluffed by the breeze. A wood pigeon calling, "My toe hurts, Mary, my toe hurts." Feathers ruffled, pink and paintbrushed, backlit by the evening sun.
To create the pastures and water meadows, the wild woodland that once covered the wide, flat floodplain here had to be cleared. But in the 19th century, this area of the reserve beside the river was planted again with trees, with osiers, a kind of willow introduced to Britain thousands of years ago. They were coppiced again and again to produce new shoots and stems, whose flexibility and strength was ideal for weaving into skeps, large lidded baskets used to hold bobbins of spun yarn in the textile mills of Elland and Brighouse. Each skep took a day to make, but lasted 50 years. Today, willows still thrive here, a reminder of the lost craft of skep making.
I am willow, standing tall, the carer of the soil. I rejuvenate, clean, and filter, making earth and water that much sweeter. My nectar is sought by bees and wasps. My leaves and bark lure beetles, moths. Bats and birds roost in my boughs, and the willow warbler trills her sweet sound. At the water's edge I appear graceful, yet my strength can hold back swollen river banks and stem flooding in its tracks. Touch me and I will bend to your will, weave me into a thousand baskets for the toil of industry.
Thank you. badger. Long-jawed orb weaver.
Field fair.
Blue-tailed damselfly.
Smooth newt. Hawthorn.
Ghost moth.
Self-heal.
Trout.
White-lipped snail.
Bristly ox-tongue.
Goat willow. Sand martin.
Water forget-me-not.
Otter.
Banded demoiselle.
Buff-tailed bumblebee.
Red-legged grasshopper.
Marsh marigold.
Speckled wood.
Tree wolf spider.
Dusty brocade.
Ruin. Perch.
Great crested grebe.
Common frog.
Tawny hoverfly.
Prickly sow thistle.
Elder.
Golden eye.
Holly blue.
Coppery water beetle.
Burnished brass.
Oak apple gall wasp.
Speckled millipede.
Butterbur.
Stonejet.
Forest green tiger beetle.
Ash. Merlin.
Coltsfoot.
Cucumber green spider.
Common green lacewing.
Smoky wainscot.
Corylus avellana.
Dorbiton's bat.
Autumn hawkbit.
Far-tailed godwit.
Chuck. Brimstone.
Witch elm.
Water scorpion.
Tree creeper.
Goldenrod.
Apis mellifera.
True lover's knot.
Seven-spotted ladybird.
Triangle weaving spider.